Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what is up, my developer branded family? Welcome to another podcast. Yo, it is about 10 p.m. East Coast time right now on a Thursday. I believe it's July 16th because I got PJ yesterday. Well, anyway, yo, I'm in Virginia right now and I'm exhausted. I've been in meetings all day since 8 a.m. and I didn't get home until 9:30 p.m. Okay, so I had a 13 and a half hour day, and literally all day from eating, from our lunch, even during dinner, at meetings, business meetings, nonstop all day. And I'm not going to lie, man, it's exhausting because even the night prior to that, because I'm in East Coast time, jet lag, I couldn't go to bed until 2 a.m. and I had to wake up at 7 a.m. And I ended up waking up at 8 because I'm so exhausted from meeting all day and just planning things, etc. But I'm here making this podcast because there's something really deep in my heart and something I'm realizing that I really want to share with you guys right now. So I am so humbled by the life that I've been able to live the last few years, man. When I look back at how difficult life was my first 27 years, if not 28, life was so freaking difficult for me, guys. Like, you do not understand when I look back and how difficult it was. And I know I'm not the only one who's had hard times. But man, there are so many times I can honestly say where I really wanted to give up on life, okay? Like, I wanted to give up, and you can translate what that means in any way you want to think. You're probably right. Life was so difficult because when I really look back compared to my life now, because everyone in my family was struggling, so no one could help me when I got kicked out. When I was on my own from 21 years old to 27, actually up to just now. When I was on my own, there was no one to help me. If I ran out of money, there was no one in my family that can lend money to me because they needed money themselves just to survive. My dad's getting out of jail. He can't get a job, right? And on my own, stuck, alone, and panicking and living in anxiety. And I didn't realize that I was living in anxiety until recently for so many years because I didn't know what I was doing. There's no one who taught me to do what I do today. You know what I mean? There was no one who taught me to have the hunger and a drive to get to where I am today. And it's crazy. And I'm in tears right now thinking about it because I know I say this a lot, but I really mean it when I say that I would have never thought that I'd be in a position I am today. It's even like, yes, YouTube, yes. It's amazing, man. YouTube is doing so well right now, yo. I'm making thousands of dollars every month from YouTube and sponsors and ads and sales. And like, yes, that's amazing. That alone is mind-boggling for myself because I never thought anyone would care to buy anything from me, let alone branding that represents me, that represents developer branded, right? That's amazing. But I'm not even thinking about that. The opportunities that are going on in my life right now is insane. You know how, I don't want to overdo this, right? But just to show you, okay, an example. You know how when you think about, man, when Google started, like, who would, like, you know how, like, when Google, like, started in a garage or Microsoft and et cetera, or Apple, right? Like, has anyone ever thought, man, I wish I could be that person that was in that garage at that time? I'm not the most talented person out there, but I'm willing to work hard to get this company to where it is. You know how, like, people always wish that you could be that person who wondered how to be, like, with what's going on right now, and I cannot say, yo, this is how, like, I feel like I'm that very person right now. You know what I mean? Like, I literally feel like that's me. And I don't deserve to be here. Like, it is pure luck for me to be in the situation I'm in life. Yo, I'm going to tell you this. My first junior developer job, I made 45K a year. The job before that, I made 32. The job before that, I made 26. Job before that, I made like 23, right? And then I went to, you know, like, I'm going to tell you this, yo. That's like pocket change. If all things go well, that life that I had is like, I don't know how else to say this, and I'm not trying to brag at all. I'm really hoping that what I'm sharing for you guys will encourage you to not give up. Because there's so many times when I wanted to, you know? And I thank God that I didn't. I really do. Because the opportunities that I have right now can change my life forever. Yo, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this won't last. Maybe in 2 or 3 years, it fails. But yo, even if it does, I don't care because, yo, I'm the opportunities I'm in, I'm just taking it in. I'm living in the moment. And the reason that I'm here today and where I'm at right now is because I kept going. That is literally the only reason I kept going. Now, I'm not saying everyone else is going to have the opportunity I have. Not everyone's going to be a YouTuber. Not everyone's going to be a developer. Not everyone's going to be doing what I'm doing at this moment and what I'm working in here in Virginia. But I'm just so thankful, man. And to think that I would not be where I am today if I was not laid off. You know when people make fun of me? Chris, you were crying. Why were you crying on YouTube when you got laid off? Like, why would you share that with the world? You're just trying to get views. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm sharing. When I make these videos, when I make these podcasts, I'm sharing my heart. I'm not doing it for views. I'm doing it because I want to share my journey. I want people to see the life that some people go through in this industry. The people who got laid off too, I want to share that feeling with them as well. By sharing this on YouTube. But now when I look back, it's like, dang, if I didn't get laid off, I wouldn't be where I am now. You know what I mean? This opportunity would not exist. And I would have no idea too. I'd be still working that 9-to-5 job with entrepreneur. If I didn't log on to Craigslist.com for Orange County and apply to the job at entrepreneur, I never would have made it there. Why? Why is this so important? Right? If I didn't click on that website, if I kept thinking I wasn't good enough, right? I wouldn't be an entrepreneur. Why? Why is that so important? Because then I would have never left my first job as a junior developer. Meaning if I never left my job as a junior developer to go to a professional career as a mid-level developer at entrepreneur to learn the skills I know today, I would have never been at skill level and would never have the opportunities of the things I get to do now at that very same company I left many years ago. It's crazy. And then if I didn't make an effort to learn code 4 years ago when everyone, especially myself, doubted me, when people didn't think it's possible, when I would tell them, they wouldn't say it outwardly, but you can tell that inwardly they're thinking, all right, good luck, man. You know, I remember telling my friends, yo, I'm gonna start learning code, dudes. I want to be a web developer. Like, I can double my salary instantly in my first job. And I remember my friends being like, yeah, that's good. That's cool, man. Good for you. I hope you get it. You know, when people say that with that kind of voice, it's like, yeah, we'll see, bro. Chris, you tried so many things, and I did. That's the reason I'm here. I've tried so many things. I failed so many things. I tried college. I sucked. I dropped out. I tried doing sales jobs. I became really good at it. But even within sales, depending on the company you work for, that's limited too. I tried becoming an electrical engineer. But that didn't work because I suck in school, man. And I didn't want to study. I don't like studying. Like, it's insane when I really think about how I'm here today. But the thing is, I've tried so many different things to succeed. And I failed over and over and over and over and over and over again. But because I kept failing and I kept trying and I didn't give up, thank God I didn't give up, I would not be where I am right now, dudes. Like, I hope you understand that point. This is all literally because I just kept going, as simple as that. And so when I'm here in Virginia, you know, I'm chilling at the country club of all the other people we're having our executive meetings with. I'm, you know, have free lunch, free dinner, free hotel. The hotel alone costs $160 a day. My flight was like over almost $1,000, right? Like free high quality. Like, we went to a high quality, expensive steakhouse today, free. Order whatever you want, lunch, free, breakfast. It's insane. And like, even though I'm working long days, like literally meetings from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, right? And it's exhausting, but yo, it doesn't feel like a job. It feels like I'm building my own business, and I can't say more than that. I get, and it's also crazy too. I want to add this because I am able to do what I do now because I did YouTube. And what I mean by this, what I mean by that is not because of YouTube, but because I put in the effort to learn something that most people go to school for, marketing. I learned marketing. I learned how to build a brand. And what resume do I need? I don't need a resume of what school I went to, what companies I worked for. My resume is me. My resume is my Instagram. I can grow it exponentially if I wanted. To be honest, though, I don't want to. I'm not passionate about taking pictures. So if it doesn't grow, that's fine. I accept that. I know what it takes to grow a YouTube channel. If I had to start over again, I can do it again. I know what you need to do on TikTok. I'm just not doing it. There's so many things on my plate. I literally need to hire someone to help me do all this because I can't do it on my own. And my experience of failing is my resume. My experience from failing and trying and learning from why I failed is why I am doing what I'm doing right now. Because I kept going and I kept learning. And I would have never thought what I learned from watching Gary Vee all these years, consuming everything, applying almost everything, would bring me to where I am now. It's funny. I was talking to some of the executives or some of the people, and they were asking me about, yo, how do you build a brand? What's the best way to market this, right? And I'm telling them, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to blah, 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 et cetera. I can't share it here. I told him everything you need to do, right? And then we called this big person from Dallas, this other person who's huge in marketing. You know what this person from marketing did? When he went to college and all this stuff, he has a degree, he has a master's, I think. Big, big, big company. You know what when the executives here asked him questions about what to do to build a brand, this person literally reiterated every single thing I said. Everything. Everything that I shared with them, with my company, on what you need to do to grow it well, to build a brand, how it's not about a sprint, it's a marathon, it's about the long term, not just a year from now, not just a couple months from now. This person, this high-end marketing person from Dallas, literally repeat everything said, except that person has a team behind them to help build a brand. Do you know how amazing that feels? How this person who went to college and everything, when asked the very same questions I was asked, repeated everything I said. Not that that person heard me, but what I'm saying is I know what it takes to grow. And this very same advice, you know what? Whenever someone asks me about YouTube, I give the exact same advice to them. But guess what? No one ever does it. No one ever listens when I share it. So many people are asking me about advice at YouTube to the point that I stopped responding because no one ever does it because they don't think it will happen to them. They're not willing to keep going. But that's on you. I don't want to make this long at all, dudes. I'm using the mic from my camera right now to record this. I just can't believe I'm where I am now. It is... I can't say it's a dream come true too because I never dreamed that I'd be where I am. But I can't wait to share it with you when it does happen, when it can become official. I just really thank God for putting me where I'm at today. I am the luckiest man in the world. The person who was a college dropout, who almost didn't graduate high school, who was in special ed because he has a learning disability, is a person that people go to on how to do this particular thing. Anyway, I'm gonna end it here. I'm not even gonna edit the audio on this, dudes. Like, I'm just gonna upload it raw because I don't wanna edit it. I gotta sleep. I gotta work on things. I have an early day tomorrow. I'll be in meetings again from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. tomorrow. So it's a long day again. But anyway, dudes, I just wanna thank you guys for everything. I love you all. I can't wait to see you all in my next video. This is Krishan. This is the life of a developer-ish. And I'm out, guys. Peace.